opened up and fired. He and Patrick had been so close, so damn close, to nailing a murderer who had raped and killed three women in their rough, gang-populated division. They had been tailing the suspect on the street, waiting for backup to arrive to arrest the subject. The murderer had gotten sloppy on his last victim, leaving behind enough DNA evidence to finally arrest the bastard. Swinging his legs painfully over the side of the bed, Dante relived the last few moments of Patrick's life, flashing back to the instant when he'd lost his best friend. He and Patrick staying close enough to keep the suspect in their sight, the piercing sirens nearby screeching through the air, the suspect suddenly panicking and pulling out a semi-automatic pistol and starting to shoot. Why the suspect had suddenly cracked at that moment was still a mystery. The sirens had probably spooked a murderer who already knew the law was on his tail and closing in. Ironically, the sirens had had nothing to do with them taking down a murderer. They'd been wailing for a completely separate incident. Like the police were really going to announce they were coming for the asshole? Still, it had been enough to send the suspect over the edge, shooting at anyone or anything behind him without warning. Patrick had been the first to fall, with one